gentlemen, start your engines. Let's talk racing. It's time for the Racing BS Show on Hoosier Country 105. Now, here's your host, Reese Lear, AJ Bolin, and Rick Evans.
The Racing BS program on Hoosier Country 105 is brought to you by the IU Credit Union, the historic Bloomington Speedway, the Main Street Raceway in Mitchell, Highway 67 Boar's Nest, and the Salem Speedway.
Are you ready?
This Friday night at the historic Bloomington Speedway,
one of the biggest nights of the year.
It's Indiana Sprint Week,
the Sheldon Kinzer Memorial,
with USAC National Sprint Cars and MMSA Lightning Sprint.
It's open at 4, gates at 5, hot laps at 6, and racing at 7:30.
Friday night at the historic Bloomington Speedway.
Find out more at historicbloomingtonspeedway.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines. Main Street Raceway in downtown Mitchell is the fastest little slot car track in southern Indiana. Large-scale slot car racing is making a comeback with high-speed excitement and fun for all ages. Track rental on the full-size track is just $20 for 45 minutes, car included. And Tuesdays are half price. Ask about the new portable track. Great for an office event, birthday party, or other event. Open weekdays 4 to 9, weekends 2 to 9. Main Street Raceway slot car racing on Main Street in downtown Mitchell.
Buell and Thunder at the famous High Banks.
Saturday, August 1st, it's the Hoosier Hills Bash with Kids Night at Salem Speedway Motorplex. See the Heartland Racing Association late models, the only Salem appearance in 2026, plus Gas Series, CVBT, and Salem Supercars. Kids 12 and under get in free, plus back-to-school giveaways. Adults just $25 with discounts for seniors, military, and Washington County residents. Gates open at 3, racing at 7. Get tickets. It's at SalemSpeedway.com.
Time again for the Racing BS Show. Each and every week, we bring you news from the racing world, starting right here in the heartland of American sprint car racing, stretching an hour north to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, then out to the rest of the nation. Bruce Lear, good morning, sir.
Big Ricker, what's happening, man?
We are ready to talk racing again. AJ Bolin, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Bruce. Know what? Now, wait a minute now. You know, now you ought to know this one. The word in French for juice,
ajou. Okay.
Ajou. So today, we're going to call you ajou. That means juice.
In French. Okay.
All right. You ready to talk a little NASCAR?
Yeah, dig in. Let's talk a little NASCAR.
All right. Let's talk a little NASCAR then, by God. Unexpected winner of the Brickyard last week was Corey Heim. He held off Christopher Bell and Joey Logano for the last 34 laps of the race to win his second Cup race. And by God, the kid's only had 15 starts.
Wow.
And yeah, and he's won two of them. I think he won, didn't he win the Coronado thing, the naval base thing this year?
Might have been. Honestly, I can't remember.
Yeah, I think it was. Okay. Anyway, this is his second Cup victory in 15 start. Pretty good record there so far. And the kid doesn't even have a full-time ride until next year.
Wow.
So, go ahead. Is he first going to run full-time next year? Because, I mean, there's been a lot of talk because I don't think his crew chief wants to go full-time. He's got Booty Barker, which is – Booty's really good, but I don't think he wants to – do a 36
you
race schedule.
Still a little rough around the edges, huh? Well, hey, though, I got that. If you win two races out of every 15 you race, they got to give you a Cup car. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But anyway, we'll see next year. Like I said, Heim was followed by Chris Bell, Joey Logano, who ended up pushing Corey Heim to the victory there. Our local guy, Chase Briscoe, had another good race.
Yeah. Crowd was excited about Chase when he was up there, that's for sure.
Yeah, he's doing well. He's coming on now. And Denny Hamlin just flexes his muscles even more. He's finished fifth. Right now, I think he's a clear winner for the championship. He just, every race, he's up in the top five or wins it or something. Hey, I got a couple things to talk to you about, Josevar. Hurricane Josevar. Juice, thank you for sending me that thing. I'm surprised you sent me that little...
You know what? I'll tell you, it's kind of like Denny Hamlin. Like everything Hamlin says, you got to agree with. And when Josevar comes out saying what he did in his post... Yeah,
well, tell them what they said.
Well, let's let the listeners know what you're talking about here.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there's been a lot of talk because the race at Indy was not that good, right?
Like, terrible. It was
terrible. Yeah, like the O'Reilly race was good. Those cars put on a good show, but the Cup race was painfully bad. And so, Josevar came out and made a statement. He's like, look, I'm watching a tape now from the race at Talladega in 2000. And basically said there's a reason why our sport's on life support right now and struggling. When you watch the old races and how those race cars were, like they were more of a race car like you're used to when you think of stock car racing, right? And versus the sports car that they've stuck them in now, the innovation was there both with the cars, the teams. He even mentioned the TV coverage, like, and how they tried.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Sure and improve. And he's, you know, he's right. Like, everything's just kind of stale right now. And the car, at a place like Indy, there are places that car races good. But you put them on a racetrack like Indy, and it's horrible. Like, Richard Petty even said, it's like you hit a wall. You cannot make a run up on the car in front of you. You can't pass. So... You know, you got to, like, I might become a Hurricane Josevar fan, Bruce. I never thought
all I'd right, by golly, I'm, yeah, all right.
He's actually not afraid to say it, so that's
for him.
I'm gonna question it, though. I hate to play the devil's advocate. I'm going to jump in here, though, because he's kind of tagging on with everybody saying the race at the Brickyard was bad, and then saying, I watched a race at 2000 in Talladega, and that was fun. I don't think there's ever been a good race at the Brickyard 400, has there? Even with the old cars back when we had bigger names, there's never been passing there. There's never been cars that could race well there. That they've done it a couple times with the Nationwide Series or the Xfinity Series or whatever. I think it was the Busch Series at times that would come up with a decent package. But for the Cup cars, I don't remember anything ever being very exciting at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And I love that track. It's just the only way they've ever come up with a fun finish is when they've had three-lap finishes with a green-white checker or something.
And it's just, Ricker, why do you think that is?
They're just not that kind of car. I mean, and they're going to be compared directly to the Indy cars, which just raced there a few months ago and put on a whale of a show at 50, 60 miles an hour faster, you know? I mean...
I would agree with you. I'm on your
long before this car was ever released, everybody decided it was boring at the Brickyard if you didn't get to watch Dale Earnhardt and Jeff Gordon and Tony Stewart go at it. You know, I mean, I'm not trying to.
And even when they were, there, they were not good races.
It just wasn't a great race.
The races weren't that great, but there was more passing. Like those guys could actually, with those older cars, could actually run side by side through the turns. The problem at Indy is and it's true in the IndyCar race too, like you can't see the whole track, right? So if you're sitting in turn one and there's a great battle that comes through three and four, well, you don't get to see it, right?
Right. You're watching that on the big screens. And if you're not watching and if you're watching the big screen, you're not watching the track in front of you now. You got to choose. Right. It's tough. Yeah.
But right, even back then, the races weren't that great, but they had the ability to pass. This car, takes it to another level of bad.
I agree. So what do they do? I mean, if you're the president CEO of NASCAR, I mean, do you pull a Chicago or a North Wilkesboro and just pull it off the list? What do you do?
No, it's too big. You learn from lessons that you've learned with the lower series. I mean, I remember maybe 10 years ago or something, they tried a race with, was it then the Busch Series? I don't know what it was at that point, Nationwide. And they put, I think, restrictor plates on that. for 1 year as a trial. They had a fantastic race with that car, but they never moved it over to the Cup side of things for some reason. And I don't know why. And then this year, they got it right with the Nationwide Series. They had an Xfinity Series. They had a decent race, but I don't think they'll apply any of that to the Cup Series next year. Why? I don't understand why. You can't transfer that knowledge. You know what I mean?
There's things they could add to the car to help aero-wise that would help with the package, right? And honestly, like, get the noses down, get the tails up, just change the aero on them, right? And just make it where they can at least stand a chance to pass each other.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Or they could go race at Raceway Park and forget the Indy 500.
As they do put on a great show out there every year, that's for sure.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
So,
all right. Let me finish up here. We got some interesting stuff coming up here now, boy.
Okay.
The head-to-head competition, which you guys are all excited about,
we
I know.
We are. We were wound up about
this. Won by Todd Gilliland.
Okay.
That's all you got for him. He
got $1 million. He was excited about the deal.
He finished 24th and still won the thing.
Wow.
The guy he was racing against, which was Ryan Blaney, finished 26th. So that was an exciting event. If I'm NASCAR, I'm changing the Indy 500 track, and I'm changing the head-to-head competition. What a loser. Anyway, all right, so we got four races left until we pick the 16 drivers that are going to be in the chase. And they got a week off here. Can you believe that? I think that's the first time I've said that in a long time.
It's been a while. Yeah.
They got a week off coming up, and they race August 9th at 3:30 on USA. And next week, I'll tell you where they race, by golly.
Okay.
In case you have any interest. But I guess the main topic was, should they continue racing at Indy? And I think Ricker says, yes, they should continue, but they need to change things. I'm not real sure what I went to the first three races there at NASCAR when they first when did they start that? Back in the
94. Yeah.
94. And I went to the first three races, and I stopped going because they were just, it was like going to Daytona. It's a following. Now, Daytona's a little different because obviously that has a big NASCAR background, but I don't know. I quit going. It was just not very good.
Well,
so,
I think most of the world did. I mean, they used to, the first few races put 250,000 people there, and it's just kind of dropped off. And there was a lot of complaints about the attendance. They had 70,000 people. I mean, that's a sellout at Atlanta. It's just when you got a place that big.
Sellout anywhere else.
Yeah, it's just, it's tough when the place is that big, you know? I mean, but they do have to do something to put on a better show. There's no doubt about that. I don't know what they need to do.
That's all you got for NASCAR? Ricker, why don't you tell us a little bit about IndyCar?
Well, they did not race last weekend. They will not race this weekend coming up. It's a two-weekend break for the IndyCar series, and then it's gung-ho every weekend after that to the end of the year. The big news, I think, for the IndyCar series this week was the release of that new car. We'll see we've started to see pictures this week of the car that will make its debut in 2028. It's, I think, a good-looking car. Don't know a lot about it yet. AJ, can you throw in on this?
You know, Ivan, it is a good looking car. I was a little worried, like, if they were going to make some big drastic change. And I don't think they made anything drastic. There are some subtle changes to it. But so it'll be interesting to see. I think, the car they've had obviously has raced well at a lot of tracks, right? They've been putting on phenomenal shows. And so, I think this new version, they've just tried to build on that and build in more safety. Still, you've got the aero screen and all that. Good looking race car. So, but you know, even a lot of those guys are starting to be outspoken. Like Graham Rahal came out yesterday and was talking about that new car and how he feels like they need to do away with the hybrid. And there's been a lot of guys saying that because when they added that hybrid system, it really changed the characteristics of those race cars, right? And it changed how they race, how they handle, and all that. Now, I don't think IndyCar is going to do away with that, but I think at the end of the day, you're hearing a lot of the guys in IndyCar and NASCAR that quite honestly are kind of tired of all the spec race cars. I don't know how you get away from it.
Have you ever gone through a year without the drivers bitching about something, though?
I think we lost him.
Okay, well, then I'll ask you, Richard. I mean, have we ever gone through a year without... I mean, I don't know whether... You know, the drivers are always going to complain, I think, you know?
Right.
I don't know. The cars they've got now, I think, are good. You know, but they got to keep progressing, so they got to keep making changes. So I don't know. I'm not an engineer or anything. Yeah, so I don't know.
I think you're right, and we got AJ back on with us again. By the way, No, you're good. You're good.
Our audience is just elated. we were sorry we lost you.
All 12 of them.
I'm with you, and I don't know if to tag on to what you were saying, Bruce. If more drivers are complaining now, I think the same complaints have always been here. I think now, thanks to social media, everybody knows every time somebody complains about everything. Yeah, right, you know what I mean? Right. It's just more out there in the open.
That's true.
You know, we hear Graham Rahal step up and say that the car's not. But Graham tends to be in the forefront of all that every year. You know, so. I don't know whether I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know. AJ, what do you think? We got you back on with us now.
I mean, I'll be honest. I understand why they're becoming more and more vocal about it. When you're at the top level of motorsports, it shouldn't be a spec series, and that's what they all are. Like, that's what NASCAR is with their new cars. That's what IndyCar has been for quite a while. Like, there's one chassis manufacturer. There's only two engine suppliers. Like, and that's what Rahal was saying. Like, we need more chassis builders. We need some different ideas. But again, they went this route to try to save all these teams money. And at the end of the day, that has happened. And we know how hard it is for them to come up with funding to run all these cars. So it's like a double-edged sword.
It really is. It also evens the playing field out a little bit. I mean, if you if it turns into whoever has the most money, then you better get used to Ganassi and Penske winning absolutely everything. But
right.
I don't know that's completely different now. So, you know, yeah.
All right. What else we got for IndyCar? Anything else?
That's all I got for IndyCar. We'll take a break here. We'll come back. We'll talk more on the Racing BS program on Hoosier Country 105.
Craving a tenderloin that's big, thick, and breaded to perfection? Head to Highway 67 Boar's Nest in Farragut. The Boar's Nest Tenderloin is a local favorite. Bring the family to the dining area or hit the 21-plus bar side for the fun. Friday night, live bands light up the stage. And Saturday night's karaoke keeps the mic hot. Highway 67 Boar's Nest. Great food, great music, great times. Located on Highway 67 in Farragut. Keep up on Facebook at 67 Boar's Nest.
IU Credit Union is proud to celebrate 70 years of serving our members and community. Since 1956, we've been committed to helping people save smarter, borrow better, and reach their financial goals with confidence. Thank you for being part of our story. Now, we're celebrating all year long with special promotions and anniversary surprises. Learn more at IUCU.org. Thank you for 70 incredible years. IU Credit Union. We started a credit union and created a community.
Are you ready?
This Friday night at the historic Bloomington Speedway,
one of the biggest nights of the year.
It's Indiana Sprint Week.
The Sheldon Kinzer Memorial with USAC National Sprint Cars and MMSA Lightning Sprints. It's open at 4, gates at 5, hot laps at 6, and racing at 7:30. Friday night at the historic Bloomington Speedway. Find out more at historicbloomingtonspeedway.com.
And we're back on the Racing BS program. Bruce Lear, what's next?
Big Ricker, we're going to our local stuff with our man Trackside with Odd Jews.
Oh, my goodness. When did you get on? You've got way too much time on your hands.
I found a translator on the internet, and I've been getting on and looking it up and having fun with it.
So, he's only got 500 more languages to go. We got plenty of time.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Korean is next week, big guy.
Hey, well, enough about all those spec national series. Let's talk about a national series that there's nothing spec about them, and that's the USAC National Sprint Cars in Indiana Sprint Week. It is in full swing. We're right in the middle of it, just a few nights left, and they roll into Terre Haute tonight, back in Bloomington tomorrow night, and end it at Tri-State Speedway this weekend down at Hopsot. So far, what we've seen, Justin Grant has picked up a couple of wins, including the first night at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway at the dirt track at IMS, and that was Grant's 100th USAC career win.
Wow.
And, yeah,
wow.
Yeah. Justin's
That's saying something.
It is. You know, he sure tore up a lot of race cars when he moved here from California and was bouncing around from couch to couch trying to find his way here. And he's definitely made a name for himself. So that was really cool to see. Kyle Cummins, Kevin Thomas Jr., Brady Bacon, amongst the other winners. And again, they've got just three nights of action left. So should be an exiting time, especially tomorrow night at the Bloomington Speedway. That's always a great night there at Bloomington. I know Henry and Davey have been hard at work on the racetrack down there. Things are looking good, so should be a great night of action.
Yeah, one of the biggest nights of the year for sure. Should be a fun time. Yeah, looking
Absolutely.
Forward to that tomorrow. We'll hope the weather plays along, and the way I've seen the weather trending, I think we're looking okay.
Yeah, I think it'll be good. So, you know, Bruce, let's. I'm just going to throw this out here. Like, Sprint Week already is one of the most, just the coolest weeks going, right, in short track racing.
Right.
But and it's always been all dirt. How cool would it be, and I know this will never happen, but how cool would it be to add in some pavement races mixed in with the dirt tracks?
Wow.
Right? I mean, we've got...
Well, I would love to see that. However, do you know what that does to the funding of a team?
No, I know. That's why we'll never see it happen, because the problem is, back to the cars and money, right? Like, back in the day, you know, back in the 60s and 70s, you could take a dirt car, change the setup on it, put some pavement tires on, and go be competitive and win. Now, everything's specialized.
You can't do that
now.
Never
gonna happen. Yeah. But, I mean, we've got... Like how
but yes, I would love to see that.
Oh,
hey, you know what?
Fun. Yeah, throw Salem and Winchester in there, you
and
know?
Raceway Park.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How spoiled are we? Like, you really sit back and think about it. Bruce, you're like, and Rick, you're the same way. We've all been all around the country. There are some really cool tracks in other parts of the country. But, man, we've got it made here, and we take it for granted. We've got
Columbus. Boy, you're not kidding.
Yeah,
there's a great statement right there, big guy. Great statement.
Yeah.
I mean, you got Bloomington, Lawrenceburg, Hobstock, Kokomo, Putnamville, Perrigan, Terre Haute, Raceway Park, Salem, Winchester. Just, man.
It's all within driving distance. I mean, you could go to every one of these tracks and still do it. Yeah,
I think that should be promoted a little more, even, because, you know, people talk about high school gymnasiums in the state of Indiana. We're known for that across the country. I think we need a little more notoriety for our racetracks
our
here too.
Tracks.
You know, everybody knows the big track, but everybody needs to know all the little ones too.
Exactly.
And well, if IndyCar and NASCAR keep going the same way they are, well, they will take notice of this kind of race.
Well, no, I'm going to say this, too. Like, at Putnamville last week for really what was the first night of Sprint Week, right? I mean, they started at the Speedway, but that was the invitational race. So Putnamville had 71 sprint cars sign in.
Wow.
71.
Really?
Yeah. And the place was...
Man, I haven't heard that number in years.
I mean, that's kind of unheard of anymore. So, and the crowd, they said it was the biggest crowd that Lincoln Park's ever had. So,
well, I think that just goes to show you what Sprint Week means.
Exactly. So, pretty cool to see. So, hey, speaking of pavement, our friends down at the Salem Speedway, they're back in action this Saturday night as well, under the lights on the high banks with the Great American Stock Car Series and late models. In action. So,
oh, really? Okay.
If you've got your fill of dirt racing and decide you want to go catch some pavement racing, that'd be a great night down there. So
very nice.
That's all I've got.
That's plenty. There's
that's
a lot
good.
Going on. That's
good.
For sure.
You took up your allotted time. You did good.
Well, you know, trying to cut into some of your talking points there, Mr. Lear. So,
Okay. You'll have some rebuttal from that. The audience
I'm
will.
Sure.
The audience will rise up, Jew.
I'm sure they will.
All right, Rickard, I've had enough, man. Can you get me out of here?
Are you done? Okay, I think we can do that. I got nothing else either. AJ, you good?
I'm good.
All right, we'll wrap this up. Of course, each and every week, the Racing BS program here on Hoosier Country 105 is brought to you by IU Credit Union, the historic Bloomington Speedway, the Main Street Raceway in Mitchell, Highway 67 Boar's Nest, and the Salem Speedway. AJ, Bruce, thank you both for taking the time to be here.
You're welcome, buddy.
We certainly appreciate it. We'll get the podcast online, both at WHCC105.com and on Spotify.
This is your WHCC roving reporter communicating to you from WHCC's Western Command Center, located deep in the Black Hills of South Dakota, and we are still defending Fort Whistlepig.